At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, warm up, Amiibo! Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Craig Hoops Peterson, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. We've got an excellent podcast for you. Joining me in segment number two, we've got Rob Donaldson aboard. He does tremendous work over on YouTube.com/Rob Donaldson with all of his various betting shows, taking a look at college basketball, MLB, football, and so much more. And he's going to be joining me, taking a look at how he's been playing some of these smaller tournaments. We're going to be diving in on the Sweet 16 for all the betting angles there. And then in the final segment, we've got a small slate on this College Basketball Wednesday, but all four games, going to get you guys picks and analysis on every one of them as we do hit some bank shots. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, do have one or two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Said this yesterday, and I will bring it up once again. Going to be really looking at the transfer portal, where these guys are heading, a little bit more once the season ends, because we do have a lot of guys in the transfer portal, like Bryson Gutine, who is a part of the Fairfield team that was able to make a run in the CBI. He's already in the transfer portal. We are seeing just 100 million billion guys. Tony Perkins was a notable name. We're seeing a lot of guys just enter in, and it would be really difficult to try to parse through, and I'm not in the just sort of mindset of predicting where these guys go. And quite frankly, there's no money to be made in it. When it comes to national title futures, sure, you could be able to get a little bit better on the number, but there's 362 teams in college basketball. There's one title to be won. This is the hunting and gathering stage for the upcoming 2024-25 season. Well, we still have plenty of games going down here. Once the season ends and once we hit the Final Four, I'll be diving much more into the coaching news in terms of the transfer portal. But as of right now, we still got live games and we still have money to be made. So that'll be the main focus of the podcast until we do see things come to a halt with regards to the live action. And we did get 4 games in college basketball on Tuesday. So let's take a look back at them, try to find some trends, and try to get to know these teams a little bit better.
What games from yesterday is Greg buzzing about? Here is the rowdy recap.
If you, like me, laid the points with High Point, well, this was a low point, as they do get the win, but no cover against Arkansas State, this by a count of 81-80. As High Point, they got up 70-58 with about 9 minutes remaining, and then from there, they got outscored by a nice whopping margin of 22-11. You saw some missed free throws along the way, as for High Point, they go 15-21 at the charity stripe. Meanwhile, Arkansas State, they're able to go 11-14 at the free throw line, and Arkansas State hangs in this game because they do shoot 9-25 from distance. Taron Todd was able to throw in their 23 points, but how about Isaiah Nelson? 25 points, 15 rebounds. That helps an Arkansas State team that, against the spread, they were actually really good this year, be able to cash you just one last second. Against the spread, Arkansas State, their season, it's going to be wrapping up with them at 23-13-1. And High Point, well, they might have been a low point on this day, but you know what? Still been relatively decent against the spread. 19-12-2 against the spread. And this was one where total was set more around about 161.5, 162. So just barely goes under, as it's been a high point team that's been a little bit up and down with regards to totals, but 19 overs, 13 unders, and a push for them. Our DK Network write-up was Indiana State laying 2.5 to 3, and if you took this one late on the 5 to 5.5, that was a little bit rough, but the write-up, it does get there. 85 to 81, Indiana State, they're making the NIT Final Four. Robbie Avila, he was able to provide once again for the team. 22 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, and why Indiana State was left out of the NCAA tournament, why Virginia was put in, the world may never know. But for Cincinnati, very encouraging for them. They were able to get some really good performance out of their backcourt. They were without Day-Day Thomas, but Chisel James, he was able to give the team 21 points, 5 assists. Simeus Lucatius goes 6 of 14 from 3-point range with 26 points. And Dan Skilling, 12 points, 12 rebounds. So Cincinnati's futures look bright, but that said, Indiana State, they do find a way to be able to get the job done. They get a win and cover. And for Indiana State, on the closing number, they do not cover. But overall for the season on closing numbers against the spread, 21-14-1. Fairfield was a solid team all season long, but they fall to Seattle by a kind of 75-58. As for Seattle, they go 8 of 22 from 3-point. You're on to the CBI final, and they're going to be facing off against High Point on Wednesday in that. But for Fairfield, just a little bit of a dud from 3-point. You go 7 of 27 from distance. Caleb Fields, it is party. He was able to provide the team with 20 points, but also provided 5 turnovers, as Fairfield loses a turnover battle by kind of 13-12. They also lose a rebound battle 37-30, as you had 21 points apiece out of Cam Tyson, coupled with John Chrysophilius. So they were able to get the job done out there. And then the other NIT game, pretty sizable upset. Ohio State, they were for much of the day about a 9 to 9.5 point favorite. They closed more around 8.5. No matter how many points you got with Georgia, as long as you got any sort of points whatsoever, they were able to get the job done. 79-77. You saw Georgia went outright. It was an Ohio State team that did play quite well under Jake Diebler. Prior to this game, they had covered 8 out of their last 10 games, and James Battle goes 4 of 9 from 3-point range, 22 points, 8 rebounds. Just some really good effort here from Georgia. Mike White has done a great job coaching up this team, as Blue Kane, he goes 4 of 9 from 3, 17 points. Noah Thompson, he supplies the team with 21. And for Georgia, they win the rebound battle by a count of 38-37. Georgia did go just 5 of 10 at the free throw line, but their 3-point shooting, that was able to offset that. And then you had Roddy Gale along with Bruce Horton combined for 24 points. Could have maybe used a little bit more out of them. And if you're taking a look at the trends that we are currently seeing in college basketball, this is the last 7 days, and this encompasses the NCAA tournament, NIT, what have you. Been a little bit overwhelming. 44 overs, 40 unders, and along the way, we've had a push on the total as well. Meanwhile, if you're looking at favorites, they have been dominating. 47-37-1 against the spread over the last 7 days, and we've been seeing it all season long. Favorites overall for the season are hitting at 50.7%, 2,840, 2,762, and 100 against the spread, and overs continue to hit at 51% for the year, 2,872 overs, 2,764 under. So that's what we're seeing in college basketball right now, and that's what we all got on Tuesday. Now let's take a look at some of these smaller tournaments and the Sweet 16 with Rob Donaldson, who does great work with his show / podcast over there on youtube.com/Rob Donaldson. Amazing handicapper, and join me next right here on Coast to Coast East with myself, taking this account apart from the Decent Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Soups with myself, Greg Eeps Peterson, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. And it is always great to be joined by this man as Rob Donaldson does a tremendous job handicapping this great game that we all know and love of college basketball. I know that he is hard at work taking a look at what we're going to be getting in the Sweet 16, but along those lines as well, he also does a tremendous job handicapping the baseball slate, and that's going to be back in our lives sooner rather than later. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's always great to be able to get Rob aboard, or you're able to follow on Twitter/X at RobBFB altogether. And Rob, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Greg. And yes, it's kind of crazy that the Major League Baseball season is starting up this week. And man, we're still in the heat of college basketball season. We got a Sweet 16. We got an Elite Eight, Final Four, Championship. A lot of great basketball ahead is what I'm kind of thinking, too.
Oh, we've got some tremendous basketball ahead. And just when you take a look at these Sweet 16 matchups, is there anything in particular that jumps out to you, whether it be just a sort of stylistic thing that you're going to be taking a look at, whether that be just a matchup in general that really catches your eye that you're really honed in on for these next few days?
Oh man, there are so many different angles you can take. One that really jumps out to me in terms of just a great matchup is going to be Alabama, North Carolina. I mean, that's a game that I think Alabama has unlocked a new dimension under Nate Oates, is what it kind of feels like, which is so weird to say because with some of these coaches that have been through the ringer time and time again, we kind of start to feel like they have a solidified identity in terms of what style of ball they can play. Last time out for Alabama, they were in a rock fight against GCU and a bunch of athletes. They went toe-to-toe. They lived through their guards. They could play down low. They could really space it out and hit their threes, obviously. And it was just great basketball. And then very similarly, you know, Illinois, Iowa State in the same day looks like a very, very fun matchup stylistically. So right out the gate on Thursday here, we have a really fun slate.
Yeah, we certainly do. And how do you take a look at their North Carolina versus Alabama game where the total is 173.5? I can't recall the last time we've ever seen a Sweet 16 matchup with that high of a total, because it is so interesting because, as you allude to, Alabama, they finally played a little bit of defense against Grand Canyon, and now they have to go up against a team that has a pair of big men in Harrison Ingram along with Armando Bacot that
should be able to win the battle on glass.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting matchup, and I'm starting to buy into Alabama, potentially making a run the year after the hype wears off. And, you know, when you're talking about this matchup in terms of the guard play in this game, there's not going to be any shortage. We were talking about Mark Sears and RJ Davis, and Mark Sears, I mean, how could you not be just absolutely impressed with what he was able to do against Grand Canyon to essentially will them back in that game? They were down and late in the second half, and it just kind of evaporated because of that guy. And you have to have a dude like that who can make buckets when you need to and be physical and just be the key ball handler that's not going to turn the ball over. That's exactly what he was. So when I'm looking at Alabama, I'm definitely seeing Mark Sears as the key to their victory, and I think they will pull it off.
Yep, and when it comes to this Alabama team, it has been such a winding road for them. One, the flag bearers for a SEC conference in general that did have a little bit of a rough time of it. And when it comes to this time of year, there's a lot of people that they want to sort of make indictments on these conferences. Like, there's so many people right now pooping on the Mountain West, and as much as I wanted to try to defend the Mountain West, I just can't at this point. It's been relatively rough. But how do you take a look at that, and does that play any sort of a, shall we say, key with regards to your handicapping? Because I do think that while you might be just completely pooping on the Mountain West right now, it doesn't have any bearing on how I view a team like a San Diego State going up against UConn.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I think you're kind of alluding to when saying that, you know, a lot of this stuff is fodder for like the sports talk shows and the anecdotal story times of, hey, you know, let's just jump down this conference's throat and make it an indictment on the entire league. But San Diego State and New Mexico couldn't be stylistically further apart. And even look at the Big Ten, Illinois and Purdue couldn't stylistically be further apart. And so when you're kind of factoring into that, every single conference is going to have a mishmash of styles in terms of how teams want to do things. Sometimes with the SEC, and this is kind of what got Kentucky and Auburn, is they can live and die by the three. Well, Alabama was kind of getting that category, you know, in the first round, kind of living and dying by the three, but they were able to kind of evolve a little bit. And that's what you got to be able to do, is just find that balance. I think a lot of the teams that are still left in this tournament so far have been able to find that balance all season long.
Yep, I feel like they have been able to, as well as Rob Donaldson, who does great work with the show / podcast, Rob's Best Bets Show, and does an amazing job handicapping a little bit of everything is showing to me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops. And we've already alluded to a few matchups. What is a matchup or two that maybe we have yet to mention in terms of the Sweet 16 that you're really honed in on? Because I do think that the one that you're alluding to a little bit before, North Carolina versus Alabama, man, that one is going to be a lot of fun. But I just take a look at all these Sweet 16 matchups, and really with no Cinderella teams, while it might not cause for as big of storylines and everything, I do think that it causes just in general for better basketball.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some lines that I do feel like are just out the window outlandish. And one of them is San Diego State at UConn. I mean, this is a rematch of the championship game last year. Obviously, UConn has been making slight work of their slate early on here, and that's just kind of building off of their last season's tournament run. That said, San Diego State, I mean, what can you say about how great a ball they played last time out against Yale? And yes, it is Yale, but at the same time, that style defensively that San Diego State and Brian Dutcher have brought every single year during his tenure is still going to be able to be prevalent in this game. And not a single one seed has gone down in this tournament so far. I feel like that's going to change this weekend in a massive way, whether that's two or three going down. And wouldn't it be a surprise if UConn was one of the one seeds that went down? I could definitely see it happening. So I'm all over the points, and I'm even sprinkling the money line with San Diego State.
I'm right there with you in terms of taking the points. I can't quite get there on the money line, but I do agree with you that I feel like San Diego State is getting a relatively short shrift right now. And I think that a lot of people, they like to react to what they've seen last. And I think that that ties into the handicap and the line that we're seeing in terms of this Duke versus Houston game. Last we saw Duke, they just completely mopped the floor with James Madison. Last we saw Houston, they nearly blow a double-digit lead against Texas A&M. And as a result, right now as we do this, the line is 4 with a total of 134. How do you evaluate this with Houston playing in the great state of Texas and this being a Houston team that, in my opinion, they'd be laying much more than 4 points if this game were played even like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, the perception in this game is certainly an interesting one when you kind of dive in, because one, Duke is also just a team that is always going to get guaranteed action because of their brand. When you're also factoring into the fact that they hit a million threes last time out against James Madison and won by 40, that's looking like a strong Duke team that's going to be continuing to build on. I mean, this would be Kentucky in this situation if they had made it this far in the tournament, where people would be all over 4.5 points. giving that to Kentucky or a blue blood like this. So I am kind of leaning towards Houston. That's a tough game that I've really found it hard to handicap just because I can see so many different angles at play there. But Houston would definitely be my spot as of now. And I do think that if they do win this game, it's going to be by double digits.
Yep, I think that Houston has a chance to be able to go out there and show that, you know what, that last game against Texas A&M, that was actually Texas A&M playing some really good basketball. And I think that that's so important to be taking note of. And I think that this game is going to be one of intrigue as well, involving NC State versus Marquette, because it's sort of what we've seen all season long versus recent form. The recent form of NC State is very good prior to the run that they had in the ACC and the NCAA tournament. A little bit wobbly, and right now we're finding this line at 6.5. How do you take a look at this NC State team, and how much do you weigh the overall season numbers versus what we've seen very recently with them?
Yeah, it's almost one of those things where you kind of have to wash your mind of what you've seen from them for a lot of the season, because they are just playing different basketball. And even last time out with Marquette, Tyler Kulik was getting whatever he wanted around the rim, but the Buffs really gave them a game. Eddie Lampkin, when he was touching the ball deep low in the post, he was able to get his for a great majority of that game. It was kind of the issue when he landed at the top of the key that really gave the Buffaloes trouble. And when you're looking at NC State and DJ Burns, I mean, you're matching body types there with a guy like Eddie Lampkin. There's going to be a lot of film that's going to be studied by Kevin Keats this week, and I think it's going to be for the betterment of this NC State attack on offense. So I think this is going to be a game. I really do think the NC State has a really good shot to extend this Cinderella story out. Man, getting 6.5 points, I'm all over that. And I would even think about betting the money line here as well.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting to see what we get out of those games. And how about if we talk about these games as well and how you've been playing these, as we've got a few games that are going to be coming up for Wednesday that are going to be of intrigue. Right now, we don't know what the CBI final is going to be. We're recording this a little bit in advance. And as we know, it's the CBI. They played on Tuesday to be able to set up the Wednesday matchup that we are going to be getting. But that said, have you been taking a look at the CBI, CIT, NIT, and trying to be able to extract a little bit of value from those smaller tournaments?
Absolutely. And what's kind of just weird this season, and this is something that needs to be addressed by the NCAA, is the transfer portal's open, and these players are just bouncing from their programs before they've even played the final of these conference tournaments. So it's one weird thing. And in terms of just kind of trying to find the motivational angles in these games, I kind of think of the NIT, the CBI, and the CIT as kind of like the college football bowl season when it's not, you know, the high level bowls that players want to participate in. So when you are looking at the NIT, I've kind of held off this year because of that transfer portal issue and coaches jumping ship. But there are some teams that I think that when you get deeper in these tournaments have proven their motivation, have proven that they want to be out in there on the court. And so I think later in these tournaments is where you find the value.
Yep, I think so as well. And I want to address this game as well, because you want to talk about a motivational spot. How about Seton Hall carrying the banner for a Big East that got three teams in the NCAA tournament, while the Mountain West got in six? And I know that they seem to be very motivated by the fact that they want to prove that it was indeed the committee's mistake that they weren't in the NCAA tournament. Right now, as we record this, this line is about 3.5, with them being the favorite against UNLV. And I want to get your thoughts on this game, because UNLV, for me, has been one of the toughest teams to handicap all season long. Just when you think that they've got it figured out, they let you down. And just when you think they're going to let you down, they figure it out. But that said, I take a look at the Seton Hall team, and I don't think that there's any shortage of motivation. And I've been very impressed by the way that they have been playing thus far in the NIT.
Yeah, this is definitely a fun game. And when you are looking at UNLV, and they did fall short in that Mountain West Conference tournament, but man, the San Diego State team that we shined a lot of praise on, to them, you know, they lost them in overtime by 3 points, and that's what ended their season. And following that game, they go to a good Princeton team, they win handily. Then they beat Boston College, who I think, you know, played their best ball this season in some time, maybe 5-6 years. When you're looking at this matchup against Seton Hall, there are some times where Seton Hall just cannot score the ball whatsoever. I do lean towards UNLV getting the points here. I think it's going to be a great game, but obviously with it being in New Jersey, that is a tough spot just for UNLV to travel all that way out there.
Yeah, that is a big reason why I'm a little bit concerned about UNLV having to travel three different time zones for this game. I do think it's going to be taking a little bit of something out of them. And then the other game for the NIT that we are going to be seeing on this Wednesday is VCU versus Utah. And that's another tough travel spot, with VCU currently being a 6-point underdog. But if I'm looking at these two dogs, I feel a little bit better about VCU because they do a good job of locking down the three end, even though they do have to travel quite far. It's a case where they're going to be playing a little bit later rather than a little bit earlier. I feel like that's a little bit easier to adjust to. And on top of that, for Utah, I don't know if I trust their free throw shooting on a 6-point spread.
Yeah, and that's a certainly an interesting spot because last time we saw VCU really struggle against a fast-paced team that was trying to launch threes in transition, it was Duquesne in the A-10 championship game. And Duquesne had their way early and then faded in the second half because of that VCU defense that you just mentioned when they were cutting off threes in transition and just 3-point shots in general. Well, I do think Utah does have quite a bit of balance to their offense. And so I would lean towards laying it at the 6.5 mark. But at the same time, that's not something I have a lot of conviction on. And maybe I'm just kind of speaking it from my Iowa bias, having just watched this Utah team score 90 plus on the Hawkeyes. But man, sometimes when Utah is rolling, they can't miss a shot. And that could really get VCU out of the paint really early there.
Yeah, and it's been very interesting to look at Davion Smith throughout the season as well. A guy that was a little bit banged up, fills in for Ollie Worser, and he has been absolutely tremendous for them. Just like Rob, I know you're absolutely tremendous on this show. Whenever we call upon you, you do a great job handicapping so many different things, as I alluded to. Baseball is about 24 or so hours away. I know that you're going to be set to go and firing all cylinders there. You always do a great job on the college basketball front as well. So let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Well, Greg, as I always say, I really do appreciate you having me on. I love talking ball with you in any capacity, whether it's, you know, a bouncing ball on a hardwood floor or if it's a ball getting smoked off a wooden bat. I'm here for it all. But at the same time, if you guys want to follow my picks on the daily and just maybe hang out or interact with me and ask questions, you can do so on Twitter, formerly, or X rather, at RobDFB, or my YouTube channel, just my name, Rob Donaldson. And either one, it can definitely stay up to date with what I'm doing.
Absolutely. And Rob does such a good job taking a look at so many different fronts. And every single time he joins me on this show, does an amazing job taking a look at this great game of college basketball. So big thanks to Rob for joining me on Cusco Seeps, now part of the VSIN family of podcasts. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this College Basketball Wednesday as we get some bank shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And we're back here in Las Vegas for Gus Heaps with myself, Greg Heaps Peterson, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. It is always great to get Rob Donaldson aboard. He does great work with the show slash podcast, Rob's Best Bets Show, over on youtube.com/Rob Donaldson. He does an amazing job handicapping so many different things, whether that be the great game of football, this amazing game of college basketball, baseball, you name it. He does it, and every single time he joins this show, I feel like we get just a little bit smarter. So big thanks to Rob for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this College Basketball Wednesday as we hit some bank shots.
Most financial establishments close at a certain time, but not here. It is time for a side and total on every game on today's betting board bank shots.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at @GNN_D1. And we are going to be pretty much going in tournament order. This is going to start with the CBI final. Then we're going to be hitting the two NIT games. And then from there, we dive in with the CIT final. So how about if we get things started with the final out there in the CBI? This is going to be happening out there in Daytona Beach, Florida, 619, 620 on the betting board. It is Seattle and High Point doing battle. We currently don't have any numbers up as the CBI game between Seattle and they were playing against Fairfield. That wrapped up more around about 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. But that said, I've got my handicap. I did set Seattle as a 2-point favorite and set my total at 150. So willing to lay up to 1.5 with Seattle. Would need at least plus 2.5 to be able to take a shot on High Point, and then 149.5 or less. Looking at the over 150.5 or higher. Going to be taking a look at the under. High Point had a nip and tuck game yesterday against Arkansas State. Got the job done. And if you, much like myself, laid the 2, 2.5 with High Point, you're feeling very salty about that. But High Point point is going to be the best rebounding team in this game. They're a top 15 team nationally with regards to rebound rate. They can be a little bit hit or miss with regards to some of the ancillary scoring, though, as you've had Kezegifa do a solid job all season long along Duke Miles. These two guys combined for about 33.5 points per contest. Gifa is able to give you about 3 assists per contest, while Miles is a little bit more of your main facilitator with about 3.6 assists per contest. You've got Miles shooting about 37.5% from three-point range, but now they go up against a Seattle team that's one of the best defenses that they've seen all season long. Seattle, a top 25 team nationally in terms of points allowed on a per-possession basis, and this Seattle team rocks solid with their three-point shooting defense, going to yesterday 6th in all of college basketball in terms of opponent's three-point shooting percentage, and with the way that they held down Fairfield, probably got even better with that regard, and it is a high point team that when they do hit the road, they're a little bit more inconsistent with their offense. They're a top 25 team in terms of points scored on a per possession basis, but away from home, they're shooting about 31.5% from 3-point range. This is a Seattle team that is outside the top 225 in terms of ball control, but what I like about Seattle, they're actually averaging more points per possession away from home rather than at home, and they do shoot about 33.8% from 3-point range at home. Going into yesterday, they were shooting about 34.7% in a road/court setting. They've got a clear go-to scorer, that'd be Cam Tyson, who's been able to do a solid job all season long with about 17.5 points per contest, but he's got some good ancillary pieces. Brandon Sharfield, Kobe Williamson, these two guys give you about 9 to 10 points per contest, combining for in that pocket about 11 boards, 2.5 blocks per game. You've got Jason Christofilius, who was able to shoot 41.5% from 3-point range, and Seattle is a bunch that they're going to lose the turnover battle. They do turn it over darn near 13 times per contest, not necessarily going to generate a whole bunch of turnovers, but they're just the better overall defensive team, and they should be able to poke some holes in a high point team that they've been allowing quite a few open shots from three-point range all season long. High point entered into yesterday in terms of opponent's three-point shooting percentage, 166th in all of college basketball. Opponents shooting about 35% from three-point range in a road/court setting against them. And then if you take a look inside the arc, because this is a high point team that they do a tremendous job of being able to grab rebounds, but they do allow you to have some open looks there. Away from home, they allow opponents to shoot about 51.1% from two-point range. Seattle might not have quite as much size as this high point team, but they're more around 62nd in the country in terms of two-point shooting percentage defense, and you've got a high-point team as playing relatively up-tempo. Like I said, very solid with regards to their offense, not so solid on defense. I do think that this is going to be a game that comes down to late-game fouling, and I do think that Seattle is going to get some nice looks from three-point range. So 149.5 or less looking at the over, 150.5 or higher, the under, and with Seattle, one to lay up to 1.5 points with them, 2.5 or more, taking those points with high points. 621, 622 on the betting board. This is going to be the DK Network write-up pick, and this is out there for the NIT. UNLV is going to be on the road facing off against Seton Hall. Seton Hall opens up as a 3.5 point favorite. Now we're seeing this at 4.5, and your total on this game, it is 141. Liked it a little bit more at a 3.5, but write-up is going to remain the same. I am going to be willing to lay it with Seton Hall. I do think that Seton Hall just being at home, I think, is a big giant advantage here, because you've got a UNLV team that have to travel through 3 time zones to play this game that no doubt puts them behind the 8 ball, and that's a big reason why I did set the line that I did. I made Seton Hall a 6-point favorite, so even though we've lost a little bit of value with the line movement, I still think that there's a lot of runway with regards to this one, and big reason why is that I think that Seton Hall is going to be able to dominate on the glass. The Seton Hall team is a top 30 team in all of college basketball with regards to rebound rate. Meanwhile, UNLV, they're clocking in more around 215th in the country, even though you do have both of the Boone brothers out there combining for about 12 or so rebounds per game. It really is a balanced effort with Seton Hall. Seton Hall has been able to get a lot of Jaden Mediocco all season long, who's done a very solid job down low, being able to provide this team with about 7 boards, many of them on the offensive side of things, being able to supply 8 points at a block and a half per contest. And bigger than that, with regards to home court advantage for Seton Hall, they have just played so differently at home rather than on the road, and it's on both sides of things. For Seton Hall, they're 104th in all of college basketball in terms of points allowed on a per-possession basis, but they allow 13.5 points fewer per 100 possessions at home rather than in a road/court setting. And then with regards to the offense, 146th in the country in terms of points scored on a per-possession basis, averaging 13.8 points more per 100 possessions at home rather than away from home. Meanwhile, you've got a UNLV team that is actually scoring more points on a per-possession basis away from home rather than at home. They're 106th in the country. It is a UNLV team that has been able to find quite a bit out of Dendron Thomas. He's been able to do a really good job being able to give this team right around 14 points, 5 assists per contest. Do like what he's able to bring to the table, but for Seton Hall, the big bugaboo for the team has been turnovers all season long. They're turning the ball over nearly 13 times per game, but the UNLV team really doesn't force a lot of ball pressure, and I think that the well-roundedness of these Seton Hall guards going to be very big, as you've got Dre Davis along with Kadari Richmond, who both are able to go out there combined for about 12.5 rebounds per game, 30.5 points between the two of them. Richmond has really struggled from three-point range, and for Seton Hall as a collective, they do only shoot about 32.7% from the outside, but Dre Davis being able to shoot about 35% from distance helps out with that. Omir Dawes is able to shoot 37% from the outside, and it's not as if this UNLV team has been some sort of amazing three-point shooting unit themselves. Thomas, along with one of the Boone brothers and Keelan Boone, is able to combine to shoot about 36% from three-point range, but UNLV, they do shoot just 33% from distance. Both of these teams, relatively slower-paced teams. Seton Hall, they're a little bit more mid-tempo than UNLV. UNLV, well outside the top 200 with regards to total possessions per game. I do think that that's going to keep the scoring a little bit lower in this game. As a result, I did set my total 138. I'm going to be taking a look at the under, but that said, with the way that Seton Hall has just played so differently at home, and with the way that Seton Hall guards the three so much better at home rather than away from home as well, that's just completely night and day, and we did notice that with a lot of the Big East teams out there in conference play with Seton Hall. They allow opponents to shoot 30.8% from three-point range at home, 37.2% in a road-slash-shoot-your-court setting. I do think that that's going to weigh down in this spot. My DK Network write-up pick is laying the points with Seton Hall. Also did set my total 138. I'm going to be looking at the under. 623. 624 is the other NIT game. VCU is on the road facing off against Utah. Utah, a favorite of between 6 and 6.5 points. So, on this game, 145.5. I'm going to be willing to take the points with VCU. Made them a 5.5 point underdog. VCU has been amazing all season long with regards to the 3-point shooting defense. Opponents away from home, they shoot 30.2% from 3-point range against them. That's a top 15 mark in all of college basketball. Going up against a Utah team that they have been so much more supreme with their defense when they've been at home rather than away from home. It's a Utah team that's giving up well north of 15 points fewer per 1 hour possessions when they are at home rather than in a roadside shoot court setting. And you've got a bunch of guys out there in the backcourt that have been able to do a solid job all around the 7-footer and Braden Carlson. Carlson has been able to do a really good job being able to supply the scene with about 17 points, 6.5 boards. Gabe Madsen has been able to throw in there a nice shooting percentage of about 30% from the outside, 13.5 points per game. But Davion Smith, nearly 7 assists, 6 boards, 13 points per contest, filling in for Raleigh Worcester, has been tremendous. Here's the issue that you got for Utah, though. In a nip-and-tuck game, they shoot 64.9% at the free-throw line. You really don't have anyone on the roster that shoots above 75% at the free-throw line. And VCU, they've actually been able to do a nice job on glass. Top 75 team with regards to rebound rate. Toby Lawa has been able to give you about 6 boards per contest, and out of your top 5 scores, 4 of them give you at least 4.4 rebounds per game. Max Scholga has been the main constant for the team. 14 points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists. Shoots 42% from 3, and then Joe Besmele has been able to shoot about 37% from the outside as well. This VCU team that they do turn the ball over about 12 times per contest, but not a Utah team that's really going to be batting down the hatches in terms of generating a bunch of turnovers. And with VCU, this team has been very good in terms of their defense. They have really locked teams down, giving up fewer than 70 points in now each of their last 6 games. You've got a Utah team that they've been really all gas with regards to the offense. They've gotten to at least 80 points in 3 out of their last 4 games as well, so it is a little bit of a situation of something's got to give, but with the way that Utah does play quite a bit better with regards to their defense at home, I do think that that's going to bog things down quite a bit in this one. And I was mentioning the free throw shooting percentage. VCU, actually 13th in the country in terms of free throw shooting percentage. I think that that keeps them lively in this game. I did set my total 141.5. VCU well outside the top 200 with regards to total possessions per game. Utah more of a mid-tempo team. I think that the defense wins out, keeps VCU lively in this game. So we'll take 6+ here with VCU, and I'm going to be taking a look at the under. Now let's wrap things up with the CIT final. This is 627-628 on the betting board. Fort Wayne, it's a road face-off against Norfolk State. Norfolk State, a home underdog of 1.5 points, so on this game is 145.5. I very much agree with this number. I set mine at 2. I'm going to be willing to lay with Fort Wayne. Both of these teams have been incredible in terms of generating turnovers, by the way. You've got a Norfolk State team that is in the top 10 nationally in terms of turnovers forced on a per-possession basis when they're in a road-slash-court setting. Meanwhile, for Fort Wayne, this has been a top 25 team in terms of turnovers forced on a per-possession basis. And I did set Fort Wayne as a 2-point favorite just because their main kryptonite, it's on the glass, they are outside the top 250 with regards to rebound rate. Really not going to be unearthed in this game. You've got Jelani Darden, who's been able to give you about 5 or so rebounds per game for Norfolk State. He's saying 6'4", 6'5", and that's about it. So Eric Mulder is able to give you about 7 rebounds per game for Fort Wayne. He should be able to do a nice job, being able to do a solid job down low. Now, Fort Wayne, they're not going to get a lot of second chances. 336th in all of college basketball with regards to offensive rebound rate. They're a little bit better on the defensive rebounding side of things, but this is a Macedon's team that they're shooting as a collective about 36.9% from 3 points in a road slash neutral court setting. And it's interesting going against Norfolk State, because Norfolk State, if you look overall, they're about 340th in the country in terms of total possessions per game. They play at a clip of about 7 possessions more per game when they're at home rather than on the road. Much of that is because they play a bunch of bye games or looking to slow things down, create a little bit more variance in those bye games. But that said, this is also a Norfolk State team that they've had a little bit of difficulty guarding the three-point line. 241st in all of college basketball, opponents shoot 34.7% from three. That goes down to about 33.5% when they're at home. But Fort Wayne, they're allowing opponents to shoot just 32.9% from three-point in a road slash court setting. They are going to have to go up against Jamari Thomas, who's been very solid for this Norfolk State team. He's been able to give this team 17 plus points per contest. It's a Norfolk State team that, as a collective, from three-point range, they've been able to shoot in that pocket about 33.5%, with Thomas being the main headliner, shooting 39% from the outside. Christian Ings, Alan Bentren, they're combining for about 20 points per contest, but it is a Norfolk State team that they turn the ball over about 12.2 times per contest. Fort Wayne, they've done a better job of being able to take care of the ball in terms of turnovers on a per-possession basis. A top three team at not turning it over. We've got Quinton Morton Robinson, coupled with Jalen Jackson, both shooting about 41% from the outside, 29 points between the two of them. And the X-Factor here, Rasheed Bell, 15 points, throws in their 4 assists. This was a Fort Wayne team that prior to him getting there, they were turning the ball over left and right. They don't turn the ball over anymore. I think that that is just so big, and I think that Fort Wayne goes on the road, gets the job done against Norfolk State, with Norfolk State playing quite a bit faster when they're at home. And this is a Norfolk State team that's gotten to at least 74 points in each of their last 4 games. I do think that you get quite a few points. Meanwhile, we've got a Fort Wayne team that they themselves have given up at least 72 points in each of their last 3 games, and they've gotten to at least 73 in 4 out of their last 5. So, did somebody total 146? I like the over, and I do like this bunch in Fort Wayne willing to lay up to the point and a half that we're seeing right now, and that'll wrap things up for the Wednesday edition of Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, do have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter /X timeline at GNN_41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire and whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks to Rob Donaldson, tremendous Andy Capper, for joining me in my segment, coming at you guys every single day throughout the college basketball season. And that means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.